We are beginning the halachas of Bein HaMetzorim, the Tanesim, as well as Tisha B'Av. So the Mechaber begins, Tov Kuf Mem Tes, there are two sifim here, we'll be doing them both. Chayovim Lehisanos, these are days that we must fast, Tisha B'Av, Yud Zayin B'Tamuz, Gimel B'Tishrei, Yud B'Teves, B'Pnei Dvar Maroim She'iru Behem. The fast days, which are Midivrei Kabbalah, we learn them out of the Nevi'im, the Pasuk in Zechariah mentions the four fast days. They include Tisha B'Av, the day that both Batei Mikdash were destroyed, as well as this was the day that the Gzeirah of the 40 years in the wilderness, 40 years in the Midbar, were Nigzar on our ancestors, and they did not come into Eretz Yisrael. And Beitar was destroyed after the Churban Bayis Sheni. On Shivasar B'Tamuz, five things happened. First, the Luchas were broken that day after the making of the Egel. The Karban Tomid in the Bayis Rishon stopped being brought on that day. In Bayis Sheni, the city was broken into on that day. Apostolos burnt the Sefer Torah then, and a Tselem was put up in the Beis HaMikdash on that day. Gimel B'Tishri is the day we commemorate the assassination of Gedaliah ben Achikam, the last Jewish governor of Yerushalayim after the Churban, where with his death the Yishuv ceased to exist. We commemorate this on the 3rd of Tishrei, although it happened on Rosh Hashanah. And Asara B'Teves, which is when Melech Bavel set out to conquer Yerushalayim. It was the beginning of the siege. Now it says, "Mipnei Dvarim Haroyim She'iru Behem." So the Mishnah Berurah brings up the idea that the ikar of these days is for tshuva, where we have to learn our lesson that look what happens, averis cause churban, averis cause punishment. And as a result of it, one has to spend the day in tshuva. So the Mishnah Berurah says, on the one hand, if one fasts without doing tshuva, he's left out the ikar. If one does tshuva without fasting, he is not being makayim, the mitzvah, midivrei kabbalah, the mitzvah of the Nevi'im, to fast on these days. If someone accidentally ate on one of these fast days, as soon as he realizes it, he should stop eating, continue the fast, even though he's eaten, and does not have to make up for it a different day. That means it's not that there's a mitzvah to fast one day to commemorate. It's that these particular days, Chazal Aser. In the case of a chosn in the middle of Sheva Brachas, with regard to one of the Arba Tzomis, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, brings down the Ritva, who says that the Avelis Derabim is Docha, the Simcha of the Yochid, and he brings the Pasuk, V'in Lo'alas Yerushalayim Aros Simchasi, he must fast. In the case of a Tzom that is a Nidche, where it was pushed off to another day, there the Mishnah Berurah will later bring a Machlokas, and there are those who say that the Chazan does not have, the Chazan Kala, do not have to complete the fast. With regard to that Halacha of a Nidche, the Mishnah Berurah says that Tzom Gedalia, although it commemorates something that happened on Rosh Hashanah, is not considered a Nidcha because the day that they were metaken the fast on to begin with was Gimel of Tishrei. Sif Beis, Af al gav dichsiv bikro b'chodesh haravi b'tisha l'chodesh ufkayir, even though the Pasuk says that on the 9th of the month the city was broken into, Ein mis'anin b'tesbo, we do not fast on the 10th of, on the 9th of Tammuz, ela b'yud zayin, only on the 17th of Tammuz. Mipnei sha'af al pi shebarishon hukva b'tesbo, even though in the first Churban it was on the 9th, kevin shebishniya hufka b'yud zayin bo, tiknu lisanos b'yud zayin bo. Since in the second Churban it was on the 17th, the takana was to fast on the 17th, mishum de churban b'yesheni chomru lon. To us, the second Churban is considered more relevant because it happened last, so it is more chomer.